Spotlight friends. Welcome to another episode of Ave Spotlight. I am so excited to be here with my friend Annie. Oh my gosh, I just can't even believe it. You know when you meet someone and you're just like, you're cool, you're it. And then you get to connect again for a work thing, and then you just get to connect again for just regular life. I'm just so honored that you're here, and we're going to talk all about Ignite and our impact on teenagers. This is part of our awesome series. In this episode, we're going to talk about technology, you know, the use of technology in young people and how we can truly engage them and people that influence them. So just really excited to have this conversation with you. Welcome, Annie. Thank you for being with us.
Oh, Chanel, so happy to be here with you today. Like you said, the amount of times we've connected and crossed paths and to be able to do this with you, when you sent me a message about doing this with you, I was like, I don't even care what we're talking about. I'm in. Like, I just want to chat with you. And if other people get to listen, congratulations.
That's it. That's it. And I am honored. It is truly one of those things where from our first like little breakfast lunch together to now, I'm like, Annie's, you're chill. So Annie, for everyone listening, I've definitely hyped you up a lot in my little intro, but for people listening, would you mind just sharing a little bit about yourself and your background?
I'm the Y Disciple Director for Net Ministries. I've been working with NET in this particular role for about 5 years, but I served as a NET missionary well over 20 years ago. It's like coming home, being able to work there and run Y Disciple. Y Disciple is a digital platform, digital toolbox that enables adults to do small group discipleship with teenagers by providing content for teenagers as well as training for the adults. I'm a firm believer that it doesn't matter how good our content for teenagers is. If the flesh and blood adult in the rooms don't know how to engage them, it's all going to fall flat.
Ooh, that's a word.
Yeah. Other than that, I spent about a dozen years in parish ministry. Loved it. I don't miss the hours, though. I can say that. So for those of you out there who are still in the trenches like that, good on you. Well done.
Good on you.
I'm old and tired.
No, Wednesday from 7 to 9 p.m., I also do not miss having middle school youth group. But it is a loved ministry.
I miss middle school youth group. That's a thing. I loved the thing.
But the
I
time.
The
but the time.
The late night. I'm just good not doing that anymore.
I know. I remember one time when I asked my kids if they wanted to see, years ago, like the Avengers movie. And the last showing was started at 8 p.m. And that movie is 3 hours long.
Oh, no.
Like maybe 12 kids came. The parents dropped them off. I was like, great, let's go. Let's start watching it. And like an hour and a half into it, you start hearing bells and I start to see like black spots in my eyes. And I was like, I don't know if I can make it, but like, thankfully one of the kids had Sour Patch Kids and like by the power of sugar high, I made it. But yeah, man, those hours are not to be messed with. So God bless you. God bless you all that are listening and having to work out of that capacity. But Annie, thank you so much for being with us. I'm so happy that you're here and just really happy to have the conversation around technology and how we can encourage young people and the people that mentor them to feel equipped. Because I think for a lot of us, you know, technology is one of those things, especially in Christian circles, where you're either, you know, on one end of the spectrum where you're like, you know, similar to the Duggars, where they just like watch nothing, or they watch like really, really, really old cartoons and kind of leave their formation to like a verbal formation. And they really are, you know, don't want technology to have any kind of stronghold or influence over their children. Or you're on the other side of the spectrum where you're like, I just kind of let my kid figure it out. And whatever they want to do is like kind of whatever they do, which is also, you know, both sides, dangerous game to play. And so in Christian circles, sometimes we get so nervous about what kids are absorbing. And then kids also, it's hard because some things just aren't that engaging for them because there's competition amongst like what they're watching that's actually exciting. And then oftentimes what the church is offering. So, you know, in your experience, like how did you get involved in this aspect of ministry and what kind of benefit do you see it having for young people?
Yeah. I mean, I got involved with Y Disciple because I was a youth minister who started doing small groups in our ministry. And it was a tool that was out there that I found through a lot of Google searching and soul searching. when it had first launched, it was cutting edge. No one had been doing video content. And I remember seeing it as a youth minister and thinking, like, this is a next level situation. But then by the time I was a youth minister and started using it, it hadn't been updated for a while. And video has shelf life, period. That's just the nature of it, right? And I remember a very specific moment. I had a group of girls that I'd been mentoring in a discipleship group for a number of years, showed them this Why Disciple video. And I thought, like, this is amazing. The presenter was one of the best. It was really engaging content. And I got done with the video and said, what stood out to you? And they said, his iPhone 4.
Wow. Ouch.
That was all they saw and all they heard. So because it had passed its shelf life, that the true, good, beautiful content that was being presented wasn't being heard by them. You could write them off as superficial, but it's where they are, right? And it does us no good to wring our hands and just wish they were a different way. And so I actually got involved with Why Disciple because I was like, you've got a great thing here. You've got a great concept. What if we renew it? What if we breathe some new life into it for the next generation? And that's what I've been able to do for the last 5 years. It's been a fun trip because I'm a youth minister by trade and that's by it. Education. I am not a film producer, for Pete's sake. I am not a tech person, but I've had to learn so much of this. And I mean, the best thing that we are able to do is we hire the better people.
Yeah.
We work with some amazing people like Corey Hyman with Likeable Art. He's our creative director for most of the video series.
Oh my gosh. Oh, wow. He's amazing.
Right?
Wow.
Yeah. I don't think there's anybody better than him in the field. So what's great about that, he's able to take our vision and breathe life into it and make it something that we never could.
Wow. I love that. And you know what? That's the blessing in it, Annie, is everybody, you got to know where your gifts and talents lie. And oftentimes I throw my hands up and I'm like, you know what? I know that that's not my thing, but there is someone out there whose mm-hmm. thing it could be, who yeah. could make this thing great. And I think that yeah. that's the makings of something that is wonderful when you're just willing to be like, maybe this isn't mine, but yeah. we could, with community and other people, make this really something that could pop off for that intended audience. So that's wonderful. Yeah. And I would love to hear from you in all your years of doing this and, you know, making content and having these small group formations, which I myself like benefited from when I was a youth minister. Mm. I know that earlier you just said, like, if there are the adults in the room aren't able to really intake the content and then be able to communicate it in a way to young people that makes sense, then it just kind of falls flat, which is 100% true. And yeah. so in your experience kind of doing all of this, have you had a moment where you've kind of seen the impact of this on a young person's spiritual journey that you wouldn't mind sharing?
Sure. I had an experience with using one of our videos that we had made for Why Disciple, sharing it with a group of students. The last series we made it's called Overflow, Living the Sacramental Life, actually designed to dovetail nicely into the Eucharistic Revival.
Love.
There you go. Nice plug for you.
Thank you.
There's a moment in it where our hero that we follow in it, which is a whole other story, it's a young man who's asking questions by the name of Mario, and he's talking with this guy named Mike in New York. And they're talking about how they're both the children of immigrants. And it was just part of their conversation on the video. Turn it off, move to the group I'm working with, and this girl in my small group looks at me and she's like, they're like me. I've never seen anybody like me in anything like this. And there was a level of openness in her because she could see herself. That's what we want to do. When we do video content for our Why Disciple content, we never want it to be an end unto itself, right? We talk about the power of the flesh and blood adult. They can give content. Absolutely. They don't need a video to do that for them. I don't want to take that away from them. I want video to do something that they can't necessarily do in the room, to spark that curiosity, to spark that conversation. And so if we can help young people see themselves in the content that we're creating, maybe it makes holiness possible or desirable. That's just one example that I recently had working with a group of students.
Wow, that's a word. Thank you so much for sharing that. And that makes a lot of sense. I mean, I think people say ad nauseum, young people just want to see themselves. And so many times you hear it and you're kind of like, or, you know, it goes in one side and just kind of doesn't go through. And you're like, yeah, young people want to see themselves. Sure, 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 sure. But is what we're making and is what we're offering actually something where they can see themselves? You know, are the presenters, is the content, is the tech something that is relevant to them? Because like you said, I mean, you could call those, you know, those young girls like vain or superficial, but there's really something substantial to be said about, like, if I'm watching a video and someone's using a Motorola Razr to call their, like, to call their parish priest. Like, yes. I mean, that's like where my eyes go. And immediately absolutely. I'm kind of a little out of it. Or like, if it looks like it was shot on an iPhone 3, like I'm a little out of it. And like, it's not the fact that I can't appreciate what the message is. So there's like a level of superficiality we all need to kind of overcome. But there is something where it's like, if you're asking for people to have an encounter with Jesus, which is a big ask.
Yeah.
You got to meet them with like something valuable. Like you can't just kind of be like, I want you to have this experience and then not set them up for success. Not that the Lord needs those exact parameters. He can work through all of that, but it's like, you got to set them up for success. You got to like see what they like and be able to at least kind of try to accommodate it in some way, you know? So I think that is, that conversation is so important. And I feel like it's been happening for so long. And obviously it's hard to keep up in many ways because technology is constantly changing. But I love how you said, like, there are people where like maybe you and your team, you guys don't have all the capacity to like plan these dramatic, beautiful, illustrative things, but you know, people that can, you
know,
that do. And that do. And I think that's beautiful. And so thank you for sharing that. And I think it's wonderful that that young lady was able to see herself, because one of the first steps to having an encounter with Jesus is really just being able to place yourself in relationship with Jesus, and not just from someone else's story, but from being able to place yourself in that story. So that's beautiful.
Well, and that's something, you know, there's two things to say off of that. One is that's something that Net Ministries, who I work for, has been doing for 40 years so beautifully.
Like, absolutely.
It's not the talks that they give on retreats that is most impactful. It's two things. It's the small groups that they lead, and it's the testimonies that they train their missionaries to give that they could give in their sleep. I could still give you the testimony I gave 20 some odd years ago, like without breaking a sweat. But with that same intention, like, we want young people to look at somebody who's just a little bit older than them and say, it's possible. One of the great wealths of my job is I get to be informed by Net's 40 years of experience and learning. The other thing I'd like to say is, you know, you're talking about like making something beautiful. And isn't that what the church has been doing?
Oof.
Right? Like, we're talking about technology. We're talking about video. But the church has been attached to beauty from the get-go. And this is just a new medium of beauty. We pursue the true, the good, and the beautiful, right? So can we give them something that's not just true and good, but also beautiful?
Wow.
That can capture their hearts in a way that truth and on its own and goodness on its own might not be able to get to. I'm all about giving them the best in our medium. It's what's cinematic is beautiful. Again, not that that's an end unto itself, but because the gospel deserves it, because young people deserve it.
Man, gosh, you are so cool. Gosh, man.
I'm going to hang out with you all the time. No one else
man,
calls me cool.
I'm like, look at this. Look at this girl. Gosh, well, Annie, I would love to hear from you. Like, what is something that you hope to see in the future of technology and faith-based, you know, initiatives for young people? I think that you have probably seen like so much and been through so much just, and I think the most beautiful thing is that you are in ministry. So you're able to speak to that hope actually also being fulfilled now that you're in the programmatic space, which is not a space that a lot of us get to be in. You kind of have hopes and then you just kind of let them exist and then hope that somehow it happens and you don't get to have like an actual influence on them. So I think that's wonderful. And now that we're nearing the end of our episode, usually we ask each guest about something that gives them hope. And I let each guest kind of have their own answer. But I just have this question for you. Like, what do you hope to see in the future of technology and faith-based initiatives for young people?
Yeah, my hope is that technology doesn't become, in the church space, doesn't become an end unto itself, that it's just more consumerism that we're feeding people, like consume this person's content, even though it's holy. That's not the end of it. But that we can find ways to leverage technology for actual connection between young people and the adults that they need in their lives, the adults that they have in their lives, their parents. How can we leverage the technology so that it creates space for deeper connections? And that's really why with Why Disciple, like we just spent this time talking about cinematic videos, but really the secret of Why Disciple is that it's actually made for adults, not teenagers, because we need those adults to be equipped to be present to the young people in their lives.
That's it.
And if they never show a teenager any one of our videos, I mean, I hope they do, they're really great. But if they never show them a single one of our videos, but they've been trained on how to listen empathically, if they've been trained how to pray with young people, that's our win. That's what we desire. So my hope is that it becomes a means to an end of connection in real life.
Wow, that's it. And with that, everyone, gosh, that is, yeah, I'm rarely speechless. So that is definitely a word. You're speaking to it. I think you're also speaking to so many youth ministers that are probably listening. And I know it's Lent, so this is like pretty scandalous, but like, hallelujah, you know, it's just like, man, you know, it's like, we want
not the liturgy, you're fine.
There it is. I was like, I know it's like outside of the context of liturgical practice, but it's like, you know, just really, it's beautiful. And we want the grownups in kids' lives to be involved and in different capacities, you know, in many ways that people in ministry stretch themselves to try to make that happen. There are ways that that could happen and we could be educated and involved and learn more long-term so you could actually connect with these young people that you love. Even when you're like, gosh, I have no idea how to talk to them. There is something to actually help you learn how to do that, which is so beautiful. So Annie, where can we find more information about all of the content that y'all produce and just kind of follow along?
You can find us on Y, the letter Y. Everyone wonders what it stands for. It's young. whydisciple.com. You can learn more about us, reach out to us on our contact form. We love to talk to people. I am always going to be a youth minister at heart. I'm always going to love being with people and talking with people. One of my very favorite things is having conversations with youth ministers, with teachers, with DREs, with pastors, and just learning about their ministry and seeing if there's ways we can help, because there's no two parishes, no two schools that are the same.
Amen.
And so we love just getting to know our people wherever they are, because youth ministers, teachers, people, adults who are bringing young people to Jesus are our favorite kind of people. And I would love to buy you all a virtual cup of coffee.
There it is. And we'll put her Caribou Coffee link in the chat so everyone can everyone can click on it in the show notes. But thank you so much for sharing with us, Annie, and we hope to talk to you soon. God bless you. Thank you guys so much for listening, and thank you to Annie for being our guest. Make sure to check out more information about the content on Why Disciple. They're pretty awesome. And as a former youth minister, I definitely co-sign their content. The people that work there are pretty great as well. So great resources if you are trying to incorporate technology in the lives of young people that you love. So I'm looking forward to talking with you guys again. In the meantime, please pray for me. I'll be praying for you. God bless.